is TJ Riggins Overtime.
Riggins, I got a lot of fun, something fun you can do with your family at Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Get with your parents and all and one of your brothers and tell the other brother's family that y'all are doing it all casual this year. Like, wear pajamas, we're having, you know, like we were talking about on the show the other day. And then everybody but that family dress nicer than normal. So they show up in their pajamas and looking all ratty. And everybody else is in good clothes.
That's great. Start the holiday out with a good prank. With people you never see.
Yeah, I would say your middle brother, Kevin, his family would be the one to do it with.
Yeah, they would get the joke. The other brother family probably wouldn't get the joke.
No, that other sister-in-law. Oh,
they're serious.
No way.
So, this is TJ Riggins Overtime.
It's the holidays, and you know what that means. We love telling you about Omaha Steaks. The greatest gift that you can get someone is a package from Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com and then use the promo code TJR and you're going to save big money. We'll tell you more about that in a little bit. But these steaks are absolutely delicious. Not just the steaks. They have chicken and pork chops and side dishes that melt in your mouth. Riggins, is this the best gift you get every year?
Definitely.
And your dad gets the same thing? It's perfect.
It's awesome.
Absolutely perfect. So steaks, chicken, pork chops, delicious burgers and gourmet hot dogs. I'm sorry, Franks. They call them Gourmet Franks. the best you've ever had, and it's all top of the line delivered right to your house. OmahaSteaks.com is where you go to order, and you use the promo code TJR. You're going to save 50% site-wide plus an additional $30 off when you shop early. That's OmahaSteaks.com. Promo code TJR, 50% off, and then another $30 off if you go now. It's Omaha Steaks.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime.
Lindsay is out, but something just happened behind the scenes. I was accused of saying that you guys talk too much during the commercials. I never say that. I keep my mouth shut.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Said, oh, he's mad that we're talking a lot.
Lindsay said that. She goes,
I didn't say a word.
No, because it took us, you know, we have to record a lot of things, and it usually takes us a certain amount of time, and then today it had taken, it's longer. And she said, I know, it's because I talk too much. I know Riggins hates it.
I didn't say a word.
No, but people know that you, you don't want to be here even a minute more than you have to be, than it takes to be, you know, to get everything done.
It's okay. I'll take the earrings.
But no, she didn't say you said anything. People that know you though.
Know me.
Know that you don't want to be here, and you start getting antsy and all if you're supposed to be gone and we're taking longer.
It's not true. I could do this all day. I could do it all day.
Right.
But I do miss having her here. When she leaves, it's like, Oh, she's fun. She's pretty.
That's what it comes down to.
Kind of. I mean, I like, you like, we like looking at pretty things. And she's pretty.
You mean we as humans?
I think so. Mm. That's why people go to museums and look at art. It's why you get on Instagram and you look at pretty people. It's fun. Mm. It's just, it's more interesting. So I do miss her when she leaves.
Yeah. Well,
do you love when she walks away?
Well, then I think you should tell her more often what she means to you.
Well, I can't get a word in edgewise.
Yeah, she doesn't stop talking, though, does she?
No.
So you see. But at least she's aware.
Yeah, yeah, she knows. She's very self-aware. She's very self-aware. Oh, I'm going to miss her for the rest of the day, though. Yeah.
And then what about the 2 days left of the week when she doesn't come in at all?
Oh, no. It's like you get close and then she's like, no more.
Yeah. It's like when somebody lets you pet sit.
Yeah.
And then they come back.
Yeah. Like a dog, you know. Well, listen, follow her. Maybe I'll just stalk her on Instagram for the rest of the day. Mm.
She do be posting.
Yeah, absolutely. So she'll be back soon. And Alexis is coming in later this week.
Oh, it's this week?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay, good.
Oh, so we got some feminine energy in here, aside from myself.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime. Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
So I think Wicked and Gladiator 2 come out on the same day. I think it's November 22nd. They're both coming out. And I think you're one of two people. You're either a Wicked person or you're a Gladiator 2 person. I don't see there being a lot of...
crossover?
Yeah, crossover. Like, which one are we going to decide? I think, and if you're a couple, you probably got to go see both of them. Because I just don't see, like, oh, yeah, no, no, no. We'll just go see Wicked. He's going to want to see Gladiator 2.
Why can't they go separately?
That's weird.
Is it really?
Yeah,
you don't have to go at the same time. She goes with her friends to Wicked, and then whenever the other, he goes with his friends to Gladiator.
Yeah, I think that's probably more the way to go. But people are excited about both of these movies. But, I mean, do you want to go see a two-hour musical, TJ?
No, that's what I'm saying. Don't make a guy do that.
Do you want to see Gladiator 2, though?
No, don't make a guy do that.
Welcome to the new TJ Riggins Overtime. Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
One of the biggest, I don't want to just say country stars out right now, but I think probably one of the biggest music celebrities is Lainey Wilson. I know she's my wife's favorite musical star at the moment. And I like her too. I think she's great. I think she's talented. And as far as country music goes, I like her music. I think she's pretty. And, you know, she's from Louisiana. And so I'm from Louisiana. We got that in common. And she's from the part of the state kind of where that I'm from, the non-Cajun part of the state.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something about her, and I don't think this is her fault. I think it's everybody else's fault, that they need to just let go. And I'm saying this strictly from a comedic standpoint, because it has ceased to be amusing. Let me give you an example. She was on stage with Zach Top the other night and asked if he could guess the one thing they have in common. And she threatened to whoop him after he answered with our big booties. So she's been like one of the top stars for several years now. I mean, she's as big a country star as there is, if not the biggest at the moment. And she used to have a really big butt. She lost a lot of weight and she lost some of her butt size. But people have been talking about her butt being big so much that they just let it go. Find something else. I mean, I just think that's played. Little kids, little boys in the crowd saying, my dad's upset about you losing your booty and, you know, really? All of these kinds of things. You remember when Jennifer Lopez, that's all people used to talk about her was how big her butt was?
Yeah.
It's gotten to that status. And look.
Yeah, I mean, it's all butt stuff here.
Yeah.
That sounds bad. I mean, on Google, if you Google her, it's just like all about her butt.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good butt.
And I'm not saying it because of, you know, any type of, you know, I'm not a feminist or anything like that. And she doesn't seem to have a problem with it. I'm just saying from a standpoint of getting new material, people need to kind of move on.
Yeah. Was her butt becoming a bigger star than she was?
No. No.
Because it seems like J-Lo almost was eclipsed by the butt. Kim Kardashian, same thing.
Right. So it's just from a standpoint of come up with some new material is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We heard it. There's nothing else left to say about her butt.
Yeah.
You know, come up with something new. Please.
Done.
For my sake. If you care at all about me, you'll do it.
Welcome to the new TJ Riggins Overtime. You can watch TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the homepage, TJRiggins.com.
Riggins, did I see you eating gummies a minute ago?
Yeah.
I think those are the only, if I remember correctly, those are the only gummies that I like. The fruit gummies, are they Welch's? What is the brand of those?
Yeah.
Because Lindsay brings us treats, and Lindsay and Alexis bring treats in here. Yeah, I think those are the only gummies that I like.
They're good.
Uh-huh.
Super soft and...
Fruit snackers.
Fruit, yeah. Fruit, mixed fruit. And you can't really tell what's what, but it was they were really good.
As a matter of fact, I think Alexis is the one that got me to try those.
Really?
Years ago, yeah.
I mean, it is a little kid snack, but she's got little kids, and I'm a big kid now.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Right. Lindsay has little kids. Alexis doesn't, that we know of.
Not yet.
No. Maybe.
Get TJ Riggins overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage. You can watch TJ Riggins overtime anytime at the homepage, TJRiggins.com.
TJ, you need a hobby. You need a hobby.
I do, yeah.
I know you, the only reason I say that is because you say that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that that's even true. I don't know why you need a hobby. I mean, if you don't have something that's piquing your interest, who cares? Do what you like to do.
But wait, hobby is just short for hobby horse is what I'm always talking about.
Yeah,
well. I need a hobby horse.
You don't need that either.
Can you see?
The stick horse?
Yeah, my big fat butt on hobby horse. I thought a hobby horse was one that rocks back and forth.
Oh, is Maybe it? Not. Okay, I'm thinking.
I may have it wrong.
Yeah. Well, I know you've mentioned you want to start playing frisbee golf as your hobby.
Uh-huh.
And I don't mean to dissuade you and all, but there's a guy in Oklahoma named Dylan Riley.
Mm-hmm.
He's playing frisbee golf with his friends.
Yeah.
Throws the frisbee. It lands in the road. He goes up to retrieve the disc, falls, cuts his knee, doesn't think about it. He says, girlfriend looks at it. She's a nurse. She said, it's fine. You know, we'll just clean it up and stuff like that. Well, 2 weeks later, he starts feeling not so well. He goes to take a bath. Thinking it'll make him feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Gets out of the bath. He can't move. He has contracted a staph infection and has lost both of his legs.
Wow.
Playing frisbee golf. So, not directly related to the action of frisbee golf. But listen, TJ, you can't be too careful.
Right.
So, cross this one off the
list. It's gone. Oh, I'm not taking a chance. But two things stand out about that. One, his girlfriend's a terrible nurse, obviously.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that unless you're a cowboy, men shouldn't be taking baths.
Under any circumstance?
I don't think so.
No baths.
I mean, if you're, you know, back in the old West days, I mean, they'd take a bath and, you know, a barrel or whatever they had. But other than that, men need to be taking a shower.
Yeah. There weren't just not as many options back then. Yeah, it was out of necessity.
Right.
But yeah, and his mother is an infectious disease nurse, and she didn't notice anything odd about it either. But, you know, he's got a good spirit about it. He's only 31 years old, and he's lost his legs because of frisbee golf. So it's not an indictment of frisbee golf by any means, but for you.
Yeah. And, you know, the way my luck is, I'd lose more than two legs.
That's exactly.
I'd lose three, four, five legs.
Maybe just try to perfect a pasta salad or something like that.
Get TJ Riggins overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage. You can watch TJ Riggins overtime anytime at the homepage, TJRiggins.com.
There's this mom on TikTok that's getting roasted because of what she does with her coffee in the morning. She says, every morning I put my kids down for breakfast and give them their cereal. And then when they're done eating the cereal, I collect their milk and pour it in my coffee. Their secondhand cereal milk.
But it's sweet, and I bet it tastes good.
A lot of people are in the comments going, oh, my gosh, I never thought about that. Cocoa Puffs, like the leftover chocolate milk, you add that to your coffee.
Sure.
Lucky Charms. People start getting creative with Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah. Oh, that would be a good one.
But a lot of people are also like, that's disgusting. There's what do they call it? Backwash?
So it's your family.
I kind of agree with you. It is your family, but there's still a little bit of spit in there. It's kind of
baby
gross.
Spit, though.
Get TJ Riggins overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.